see everybody out this evening. What a wonderful thought that we had just sung. It's going to help us just sit there as we sing the song. It's a wonderful thought in the matter of Jesus being our friend. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our Creator, and yet we can call Him our friend. Not just go to Him as our master, not go to Him just as the one who makes the rule, as our judge, but also being able to go to Him as a friend and look to Him as our support, our guidance, and our help. It's just it's a wonderful thought. It's good to see everybody out. Just always wonderful to be here, to come out, to study the Word of God with you, and to just uplift each other as we've been doing so throughout these hymns. This morning we went forward and talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to talk about how we can see through the Word of God that it would come to an end, and that it has come to an end. That those gifts that the Holy Spirit had blessed the disciples of the Lord with, to be able to use to go forth and heal the sick and perform miracles, to prophesy and speak in tongues, have come to an end. So that brings another question in the matter of, what does the Holy Spirit do for us today? How does the Holy Spirit apply to us today? That's what I want to talk about this evening, is continue on the talk and study of the Holy Spirit and see what it is we get from the Holy Spirit, that He still has work that He is doing, and that He still has His part and serving and helping us as the Lord continues to serve and help us. Of course, being the master and King serving us in that way of form, but the Holy Spirit is here still helping. And one way that the Holy Spirit helps us today is to bring out the point that He has given us the Word. That the Holy Spirit has blessed us with the Word that we have. That was the end of our lesson this morning, was the fact that the end of the gift of the Holy Spirit came because that which is perfect has come. We read that in James chapter 1, verse 25, telling us He who looks into the perfect law of liberty. And the Holy Spirit is what's blessed us with that. In 2 Timothy 3, in verses 16 and 17, there, telling us that all Scripture is inspired by God. All Scripture is God-breathed. But the question comes out is, how is the Word of God inspired by Him? How is the Bible inspired by God? How is the Bible, holy? What makes it that way? Well, it's because the Holy Spirit is the one that guided the men who wrote it. The Holy Spirit, in 2 Peter chapter 1. In 2 Peter chapter 1, turn along with me there, we see the explanation of when they wrote these things down. 2 Peter 1, and starting in verse 19. It says, "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." So when they prophesied, and when they went out and taught, they were guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guided them and directed them and showed them what needed to be broke down. That's what makes this God's Word. That's what makes it God-breathed, because the Holy Spirit had shown these men, had shown Paul, had shown Peter and John and Matthew what they needed to write so that we could have it, so that we can get to heaven. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, it also refers it in this point. Ephesians chapter 6, of course, here it's talking about putting on the entire armor of God. And at the end here, verse 17, it says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Once again, the Spirit has given us the Word. The Holy Spirit is how they learned what they needed to do then. The Holy Spirit is what confirmed the truth and allowed the apostles to teach. And guess what? The Holy Spirit is what teaches us today through the Word. Because He's the one that guided the men to write these things down for them. That's what makes it holy. That's what makes it the truth. That's what makes it inspired by God. Because these men wrote them as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So how does the Holy Spirit apply today? Well, He's given us the Bible. He's blessed us with the Word of God. But continuing on what the Holy Spirit does for us today, He helps us in prayer. The Holy Spirit helps us as we go to our God in prayer. In fact, if you're still there in Ephesians chapter 6, if you read the next verse, in the next verse, Ephesians 6, verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in what? In the Spirit. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So once again, here Paul brings out that you put on the armor of God and then you pray always in prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Allowing the Spirit to look at our hearts. Allowing the Spirit to truly examine. You know, when we read about God knowing our hearts, when we read about God being able to tell where our hearts are, that is the Holy Spirit. If you read this verse and you read with me here in Romans chapter 8, in Romans chapter 8, once again, telling us that the Holy Spirit is there to intercede for us as we go to God in prayer. Romans 8, and in verse 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. For he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Once again, here it brings out to the point that the Spirit, now understand the Holy Spirit is not our mediator, that's Christ. Christ, when it comes down to the end of time, the one who understands why we have temptations, one who's faced the temptations himself, one who knows how hard it is to live a life upon this world, that's our Lord and Savior Jesus. But here the Holy Spirit examines our heart when we go to God in prayer, trying to find the right words to ask God for His help, not trying to be greedy, not to try to be prideful, but praying to Him and truly finding the right way to talk to our Lord, to talk to our Creator. So in here it's saying we don't know exactly what to say right. But if our hearts are in the right place, God will know because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit is there for us when we go to God in prayer. So once again, I feel like sometimes as we talk about our God and we talk about Jesus, we forget to give credit to our Holy Spirit. We forget to give credit and thank God for the Holy Spirit and all that He does for us. Let us remember the Holy Spirit because He's there for us, helping us as we go to God in prayer. Also, when we're going to be baptized, when one chooses to obey the gospel, we are also baptized into the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Matthew chapter 28, and you read along with me there in verse 19. Here it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Once again, here bringing out that we are baptized in the Father, in the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's not forget that the Holy Spirit was also there during the creation. The Holy Spirit is also there to help us, guide us, is part of our salvation. We need to know that. We need to remember that. We see this also in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if you will. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12, and you read with me. Go ahead and start in verse 12. 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 12. It says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and all have been made to drink into one Spirit. Once again, here bringing out that we were baptized into one Spirit, baptized by the teaching of one Spirit that has proclaimed these things to us. We can go to Ephesians chapter 6. Go to Ephesians chapter 6 and we'll read
Spirit, just as you were called into your one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, is above all and through all and in you all. Once again, the one Spirit. But it makes mention of Him also with the Father and the Son. We need to remember. We are baptized into the Spirit. The Spirit teaches us through the Word, the inspired Word. The Holy Spirit has part in our salvation. We need to thank God that He was willing to send that helper to the apostles, willing to send the Spirit to them, and allowing the Spirit to even go further than the apostles, but give gifts of the Holy Spirit to other disciples so that they could teach the Word, so that the church would begin, so that we can have the Word today, and that we can be saved and have our sins washed away. And remember that once we are baptized, though, we become a temple for the Spirit, a temple for God. Meaning we are a temple for the Spirit. Today, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 16. It says, do you not know that you are the temple? You are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Here, once again, it says, we are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, this ain't like the tabernacle where you can see that cloud above us, and God showing and proving that He's amongst us by being there above the holy place, the Holy of Holies. But here, as we study His Word, and the Word becomes part of our consciousness, as the Word, as the inspired Word from the Holy Spirit, becomes part of our faith, we become a temple for the Holy Spirit. We let these things dwell in us, and we gain our faith, allowing that light of our Lord and Savior, the light of God, to shine forth through us. Therefore, we are a temple of the Spirit. Again, in chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 19, it says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify your God, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Once again, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are. Therefore, our actions, what we choose to do, what our bodies are caught up in doing, God is examining those things. The Holy Spirit is telling God where our hearts are. We need to know that there's nothing hiding from God, nothing you can do at home in secret that He does not know. And we will be judged by in the end. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. Romans 8 and in verse 9 says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Indeed, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not His. Once again, making it clear that we are not part of the Lord's kingdom, and we are not children of God. That we are not part if we do not have the Holy Spirit dwelling. Once again, this is not a possession. This is not where the Holy Spirit is making us do certain things. This is studying His Word, the inspired Word from the Holy Spirit. Making our conscience seared from the Word. Learning the truth. And that's what guides us. That's how the Holy Spirit dwells. His Word is in our hearts. In our minds. We need to keep Him there. Continuously studying His Word. Dwelling on it. Because the Holy Spirit is still there to help us. He's there. He's part of our salvation. He's here to dwell with us. To guide us in the right. Help us and guiding us in the right direction. Be willing to open up and study His Word. He's willing to help us as we go to God in prayer. Interceding for us to make sure that it gets there, that our true thoughts and our true heart desires are being known. Let's be thankful for the Holy Spirit and all that He does for us. All that He has done in the past for us. Remembering the Holy Spirit as our God also. I don't want to leave without extending the Lord's invitation. The Holy Spirit lesson tonight hasn't dealt well a whole lot on the invitation, but it did bring out the point that we were baptized into the Holy Spirit. If you desire to do that tonight, we want to extend that opportunity. The opportunity for any who know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you want to come forth and be baptized into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You can do that tonight. You can be immersed and wash away your sins. If there's anything else that we can do for you, you will let me know as we stand and sing.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would your evil of victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power in the blood, wonder-working power in the blood. Father in heaven, we come forward now. Thank you for the spirit of the vine which represents your son's blood that was shed on the cross as well. We ask that you give me this thanks and one in the back of it, do so no matter what's pleasing to you in Christ's blood.
separate apart from the Lord's Supper, we also have the opportunity to light my sword and when we came here at this time of next year.
The last song this evening will be number 695.